Now the piece of the chicken, when you eat one, the children used to take and pull on.
The wishbone. The breast. That's what a wishbone is. Right up here in the breast.
Yeah, I don't see those anymore. They must cut them different.
Yeah, and it's cut different. I can butch them up, and, you know, see them. I'll cut them to myself sometimes.
Yeah.
But the old days, when the old people didn't do it, they always had them whole. And one of them get that, was in the table, man, that's a big thing. You get the wishbone.
Yeah, that was a good piece of the chicken.
Yeah.
Sure was. What'd you call the large piece, maybe, the piece that they want? Something, you know, somebody might always snap off the large
piece. The legs?
No,
the thigh?
Of the pulley bone.
Oh, I don't know what the name
is. Wishbone.
But most the same looking thing, Mr.
Oh, okay.
The one got the longest piece, supposed to mean the wish.
Now, what you call the inside of the chicken you might eat? Liver, heart, and gizzard. Or the maybe the inside parts of a pig or a calf.
What do you call inside of the pig? Called the paunch.
Paunch?
Yeah, that's like the tripe and the chitlin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's in the pig.
Okay. What would you stuff sausage with? Maybe you might stuff it.
What you'd stuff it with?
Yeah.
Well, you mix the seasoning and everything, put it in a case and in a sheep gut.
Yeah.
Make sausage and fat and all your seasoning, right mixtures.
Yeah, but that sausage, case. You make that out of what?
Pork. Pork sausage. They grind up pork meat. Sometimes if people put beef.
All right.
We eat it with deer meat, everything. Then you can smoke it.
Yeah,
yeah, it's good. But you can see deer meat, it's real lean.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but did you ever make use of the intestines of
the sheep. Well, most of your sheep guts is what they use the stuff, make casings with.
Mm-hmm. They never put the intestines in the sausages?
No, not that.
Okay. Now, if it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it's
time to feed up.
Okay. It's feeding time?
Feeding time.
Right. What did you used to call your cows with? Did you ever have words you call them with, maybe in from the field? Or?
No, not particularly. Old Bill and him, if you had to, he'd take a old horn and blow, old cow horn. And he'd come out there with an old sack of feed, kind of like up in the woody part of the country. That's where they could range on government land, you know, and they could have a place for a shelter, you know, like a little old top. And then they put that feed and he'd blow that horn. Them cows, I don't care how far they are, they come. They know that horn. And then sometimes his old truck horn, he had an old truck horn. He'd be anywhere within range and he'd blow and it'd all come up to the truck because I'd be with him.
Yeah.
And in the back of his truck, it'd have old ears of corn. All his old cow would come up there, and we'd take out there and pull that shuck off there and throw him a corn, boy, they'd latch on to it. And it would ride all through the woods.
Okay. But did you ever maybe, you never had a word then you'd call cattle with or in from the field? What about when you were milking for them to stand still?
Well, like I told you, I didn't do no milking, but okay. I've seen a lot of it.
All right.
Just gonna put that feed bucket down there, you don't have to hardly say anything to them.
Okay.
Put the feed to them and that sweet feed, and it'd be a getting with it, and hey, you done got your milking over with then.